Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
My elder, good afternoon to you.
Good day. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you so much. Is it summer today?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I couldn't be here
Welcome
yesterday.
Welcome back, man.
Yes, I couldn't be here yesterday for one or other reason. But I'm here today and I'm excited to be speaking to you this afternoon. I hope you've been good.
I have been. Thank you. Thank you. And I hope you're better as well.
Lovely. I'm definitely good. Thank you so much. Now, we're continuing with our lesson.
Amen.
We're continuing with our lesson on incorporating praise into our daily lives as a daily habit and a constant state of being, rather than an occasional act in response to a particular blessing. So today we want to look into what impact praise actually has on in our lives. Now, my elder, how does regularly praising God change our perspective on life?
Yeah, Zama, all of us have been born with a tendency to exalt self, or a self-centeredness, a selfishness that comes with the sinful nature that we have all been born with. Now, when we start praising God, it moves our eyes off ourselves and it places our eyes and our minds onto God's greatness. And so instead of being overwhelmed by difficulties that's happening to me, I now see God's power through praise, and I see his faithfulness, I see his love. You know, Isaiah 26 verse 3, a very well-known verse, says that he will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed on him because we trust in him. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2 also tells us that if we lift up our eyes to the hills, asking from whence cometh our help.
Yeah.
The answer is our help comes from the Lord. And so when we are praising God, perspective, the way we view life changes. And I remember when I was much younger, as a teen in our home, and if my parents didn't give me my way on a Sabbath morning, I would give him some silent treatment. But then we go to church, and after having been at church, praising God, listening to his words, and just being with other people who are also praising God, including my parents, it's like things are forgotten. It's like hearts have been softened. Mine especially has been softened. You know, after church, you get to enjoy the rest of the Sabbath. Now, that is what praise can do. That's what being found in God's presence can do. Our thoughts are uplifted. We don't have these negative thoughts anymore, and we are transformed into the character of God when we keep praising him.
Beautiful stuff there. Now, what are some practical ways then, that we can use to incorporate praise into our literally a daily routine?
Yeah, and be a daily routine. I would say start the day with praise. In the morning, say, this is the day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Begin every morning by thanking God for just being the giver of life. When we praise God for what he is and who he is, then we take our eyes off self, and it gets placed on the goodness of God. And it is that goodness of God that leads us to repentance, where we also with Paul can say, I die daily. And so it all starts with praise. And then, of course, before bedtime, it's also good to reflect on God's goodness for the day, during the day, and praising him for victories, big and small. So start and end the day with praise. Another practical way is to praise through song. This is one way in which we can be praising him right through the day, singing worship songs, singing hymns throughout the day. It lifts our hearts to him. Colossians 3 verse 16, Paul says that we are singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Even just humming a tune, you know, the words are in your head, but the humming comes out. It just changes the way you're living your life during the day. So praise him through song. Some people have also kept praise journals where they write down daily reasons to praise God. Including answered prayers, personal victories, just for who he is. And then, of course, praise him also through prayer. I think whenever we pray, especially when we're praying alone, we often forget to bring adoration into our prayers, praise into our prayers, magnifying God into our prayers. Most times we're just asking him for this and asking him for that. But yet, there's God inhabits our praise, and so bring heaven comes down when we are praising, praising him. When we are grateful, gratitude glorifies God because we are acknowledging him as the giver of all things, and that makes our praise more powerful and meaningful. And then, of course, I'll just end this question with praising God publicly. Whenever we have an opportunity, tell others about his goodness. When we've had success at work, just to add the phrase, all glory to God, just so that people know that good things come from God. And when things go better in life, and even during tough times, when we praise him, people realize that God is not responsible for the bad in our life, but he does change the circumstances, and he changes us through those circumstances, and so we can walk through valleys of shadow of death because he is with us. Psalm 105 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people."
Oh yes, man. You know, you're just mentioning these things, and I wish I could just break out in praise here, because
amen.
You know, truly, but you know, God does wonderful things, and you know, I hear you mornings and evenings, etc. I want to add though, but I don't know if you'd agree with me that you know, during the days, the day itself, there are certain things and events and activities that happen during the day where you would, you know, small things like having been able to make it to that meeting on time against a heavy traffic when you thought you would not be able to make it, like, oh, thank God I've made it here on time. You know, that's praising. Coming out of that meeting and it was successful and you were thinking, my goodness, I'm not even well prepared for this. And it's well received and you come out and say, Lord, I praise you because this thing, this meeting has actually gone well. So I'm just wanting to add there to say that, you know, our day should actually be punctuated by praise at every moment.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Oh yes, and again I say rejoice. Beautiful stuff there.
Again.
Now.
Powerful.
Oh, indeed, powerful. Now, how does praise impact our mental and emotional well-being?
There's a verse I shared with Derek yesterday, Isaiah 61 verse 3, speaking about Isaiah 61 is the prophecy of the Messiah when he comes. And verse 3 says, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and this part, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now, the spirit of heaviness, we would say depression, anxiety. And what God wants to give us is a garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness. So that means when we are praising him, it takes the place, it blots out or deletes the spirit of heaviness. So you can't have the spirit of heaviness and a spirit of praise at the same time. So when that spirit of heaviness comes because of whatever has happened in your life, lift up your head. Sing a song, hum a song, give some words of praise. Like Habakkuk says, though this won't happen, though that won't happen, yet I will praise him. My joy will be in him because no matter what has gone wrong, God has saved me from the depths of hell. And that's enough reason to praise him, even though I'm going through some trials. So depression, anxiety, those things are lifted up through praise, or lifted out through praise.
Beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. Now, Pastor, I'm going to let you go in a short bit, but I just got to ask, how can praise be used as a weapon to fight against the enemy? You know, on a daily basis, we are under attack by the evil one, you know, with our children, with our families, wives, husbands, you know, workmates, colleagues, etc. How can we use praise as a weapon to fight the enemy?
Well, the enemy thrives on fear. He thrives on doubt, discouragement, anxiety, depression. Those are his tools. But praise shuts down his attacks. I'll give you an example. I think I mentioned this yesterday as well. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, enemies have surrounded Jehoshaphat. And God says to Jehoshaphat, this battle is going to be yours. You're going to win this.
Yep.
But this is how you're going to do it. The main strategy in that battle was to put singers in front of the army. And when they started singing, and you know what the song was, if you read the 2 Chronicles, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever.
Forever.
You know, praise the Lord. And God confuse the enemies. So when we praise, we confuse the enemy, because it's something that's not expected. What is expected is our natural human nature focusing on self, and I can't do this, I can't do that. But praise says our God can do that.
Oh, yes.
You know, so when Satan hears songs of praise, the enemy starts attacking himself. You know, another New Testament story is when you find in the book of Acts, when Paul and Silas were thrown into prison, they are praising God in prison with socks around their hands, their feet. They praise God, and an earthquake sets them free. That's how powerful their praise was. And in a spiritual sense, our chains, the chains that so often bind us, those chains break off when we allow God's power to be displayed through our praise. And then, of course, the verse I alluded to earlier is that praise invites the presence of inhabits the praises of thy people. When we praise, God comes near, and where he is, Satan must flee.
Indeed.
A writer that I'm just thinking about what he wrote, A.T. Jones is his name, and he wrote that the greatest resistance against temptation is the spirit of praise. Praise exalts faith, and faith conquers all.
Yeah, and indeed, faith conquers all. It's a beautiful place to end it at, Pastor. My apologies for not being around again yesterday, but hey, enjoyed the conversation very much this afternoon. Thank you so much, my elder. We're going to be speaking to you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Amen. Thanks, Zama. It's always good to connect with you as well. God bless you and the listeners.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.